两个木头，它们垂直的相交在一起。
And for centuries, the cross has become the universal symbol of Christianity.
在过去的很多个世纪里，十字架已经成为我们基督教信仰的一个标志。
But in the ancient times, it is nothing but an instrument of torture.
但是在远古的时候，其实十字架仅仅是一个折磨人的刑具。
Now in the modern times, it become a sign used on the emblems.
但是在我们现在的时候，我们知道这个十字架在很多地方使用，有在我们的这个。
And the American Red Cross use it as an emblem.
它在我们的这个
American Red Cross use as a symbol.
它在这个我们红十字架红十字会用这个十字架做一个标记。
And also, it is a piece of art. The young ladies.Use it as a jewelry and adorn it with little diamonds, become an ornament.
有些年轻的女士呢，也用这个十字架装饰一些小的这个珠宝或者钻石在上面，成为一个装饰。
Now here comes a very interesting question: How come this device of ugliness, throughout time, transformed into the symbol of charity and beauty?
这是一个很有趣的一个问题，就是为什么一个这样屈辱的记号，在这么多年以后，成为一个慈善的这样的一个标志或者装饰的标志。
And I believe it must have a very rich spiritual meaning.
尽管这是一个非常简单的一个记号，但是它有很深的意义。
And this is why we are going to talk about this evening.
这就是我们今天为什么要讨论这个话题。
And the more I study, the more I am convinced that Christianity is a belief system of logical consistency and historical reliability.
我越思考这样的问题，我就越发现我们基督教的信仰其实它有很深的连贯性，而且跟历史的事实非常的吻合。
And because of that, we have something called systematic theology.
因为这样的一个原因呢，所以我们有叫做系统的神学。
And you don't find systematic theology in Buddhism or in Hinduism.
我们在这个佛教或者在印度教，我们都不能找到这个系统的神学。
Now in the systematic theology, there are many compartments.
在系统神学里面呢，有很多的分支。
First of all, we have the study of God Himself.
我们就是学习这个神本身。
And then we study the Holy Spirit.
我们有时候有学习这个圣灵。
And there's something called the study of the church.
我们有学习对教会的学习。
And the study of the salvation.
也有对这个救恩的学习。
Now, the most important thing is what we call the Christology, that is the study of the Christ and his personhood and his ministry.
那最重要的我们所要讨论的呢，是一个叫基督论，这是关于基督的一个研究。
Now, in the church history, people somehow single out Christology to represent Christianity.
我们有时候呢，用这个基督论呢，来代表基督。
And the symbol for Christology is the cross.
我们知道这个基督论的一个代表的话就是十字架。
And the Latin word for cross is crux.
在这个拉丁文中，这个十字架的这个单词的对应就是 crux。
And I'm going to talk about the linguistic significance of what this word means.
我们要讨论一下这两个字在我们基督教中很重要的意义。
Now in the English language, there are two words. One is called crucial.
在英文中有两个单词一个单词的意思呢就是非常重要关键。
Crucial means critical or pivotal.
这个单词的意思就是很关键很重要的意思。
Another English word is directly borrowed from the Latin word crux.
那另外一个词呢就是直接从拉丁文中接过来的，它这个单词就是 crux.
And the crux means very important.
那这个单词的意思呢 crux 这个单词的意思就
是非常重要的。Now you become to realize that the modern meaning of these two English words are in conformity with the biblical core faith derived from the idea of the cross.
我们知道这两个词呢其实符合源自这个十字架的信仰而引出来的基督教的核心
信仰。And in a certain realistic sense, the cross crystallized the essence of Christianity.
从某种意义来说我们知道这个十字架的话就体现了基督教我们的信仰。
And Apostle Paul, in his first letter written to the Corinthians, he boldly declared.
我们知道这个使徒保罗在他写的这个哥林多前书中有这样说道
When I came to you, brother, I did not come with eloquence and superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
And listen carefully, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Christ Jesus and Him crucified.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So when I read this verse, something stand out. It said, "Paul knew nothing."
当我读这段话的时候呢，有一个有一句词语呢，抓住了我的注意力，就是说保罗说他不知道别的。
Really?
是真的吗？
I think he could have two PhDs at the age of 22.
其实我想保罗在他22岁的时候他已经可以拿到两个 PhD 的。
And I think in today's standard, he could have the PhD in theology.
他可以拿一个关于神学的 PhD.
And a PhD in philosophy.
也可以拿一个哲学方面的 PhD.
So I come to realize that when Paul said, I know nothing, it's really a form of hyperbole in rhetorical literature.
所以这里保罗说他什么不知道别的，其实这是用了一个夸张的一个写法。
And the hyperbole is very interesting. The word, the prefix hyper means super.
这个夸张写法，这个词呢，它前词的前根呢是表示一个超级的意思。
And bole means to throw.
那它的这个词后面的这个不。根部分呢，就是叫做是一个甩出去的意思。
Now we all know that throwing is a very strong action.
我们知道这个抛出去、甩出去是一个非常大的一个这样的一个行动。
And a super throw means to intensify the already strong action.
那这里用到这个超级的这样的甩出去，就是更加加重这样的语气。
And it's very much like a mother talk to an ill-behaved child.
就像一个妈妈跟一个不听话的小孩子说话一样。
I told you 1,000 times not to do this, and you still do it.
说我已经告诉了你上千次，让你不要这样做，但是你还是在做。
Really? Did the mother tell the child 1,000 times?
真的是这样吗？他妈妈有跟对小孩子说有一千次吗
？So we know that Paul really tried to emphasize is that his teaching and preaching and ministry is focused on Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
那所以我们知道这个地方保罗他是要表达的意思，就是在强调不论是他的教导或者他的执事
ignoring anything else，
注重在对神神的这个教导。
And in Romans chapter 1 verse 16 Paul continued to use emphatic language
在这个罗马书的第一章十六节保罗继续说道，
I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jews and then for the Gentile。
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是外邦人。
And Paul truly understand the meaning of the cross.
保罗真实的明白十字架的道理。
But different people have a different understanding, perception, and viewpoint about the cross.
但是我们知道不同的人对十字架有完全不同的一些观念。
Cross means death.
十字架代表的是死亡。
And Satan viewed the cross as a means to eliminate Jesus.
撒旦呢，他认为十字架是他消灭基督的一个地方。
But we know that Christ defeated the sting of death by His own death.
我们知道，但是耶稣基督他在十字架上反败为胜，战胜已死，战胜了死亡。
To the unbelievers of the world, the cross means foolishness.
但是对一些未信者来说，十字架它代表的意思就是有屈辱、愚蠢。
In the First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22, the Bible says.
在哥林多前书第一章的二十二节有这样说。
Jews demand miraculous signs, Greeks look for wisdom.
以色列人呢，他们希望看到的是奇迹，希腊人呢想看到的是智慧。
Now the Jews, especially the religious leader, will say to Jesus.
以色列人的这个宗教领袖他对耶稣说，
If you could not jump down from the cross, then you are weak. And if you are weak, how can I trust you as my Messiah? So their view of the cross is weakness.
如果你不能够从十字架上跳下来的话，那代表着你是软弱的。如果你是软弱的，我们又怎么能把你当作是我们的
？And the Greek thinker never understand the true meaning of the cross.
希腊的思想家他们没有办法完全明白十字架的意义。
How could a man die on a shameful instrument of the torture and designed for the criminal?
好，这人怎么可能是从这个十，好了，怎么可能在十字架上能够死在十字架上
？So the cross is a symbol of stupidity.
所以他 表达这个十字架是人愚蠢的一个记号。
And Caiaphas, the Jewish high priest, have a different view.
但是这个以色列人犹太人他们的这个大祭司盖亚法他有一个另外的不同的观念。
And I think Jesus' death is worthwhile if it is an act of political expedience that bring about peaceful political relationship between Rome and the people in Judea.
盖亚法他认为耶稣在十字架的被钉死是一个 权益之计，政治方面的权益之计，可以能够让当时的罗马统治者他们高兴，能够带来政治方面的平安。
And Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, once said, I find no fault in this man.
那比拉多也就是当时罗马的统治者说他没有在这个人身上看到有任何的。
But he sent Jesus to the cross anyway.
但是耶稣还是被钉死在十字架上。
Because he viewed the cross as a means to keep the crowd pacified.
因为他把这个十字架看作是能够让人群安静平静的一个办法。
Now what about the disciples of Jesus Christ?
那耶稣他的门徒又怎么看待十字架呢？
Jesus died helplessly, and therefore they fell into despair.
他们看到十字架，耶稣在十字架被钉死。因此他们陷入一种恐慌。
So the cross to the disciples is really a symbol of disappointment.
所以十字架在他们的门徒眼中是一个让他们失望的记号。
It's a symbol of disillusionment.
是让他们完全没有能够明白的一个记号。
And the crowd of the ordinary people, how do they view the cross?
那平常的人在人群当中他们怎么样看十字架呢？
And they thought the cross is a deception.
他们认为十字架是一个欺骗。
Because they expect Jesus to be the revolutionary deliverance of the nation, but he did not do it.
因为他们本来期待耶稣可以带来一个革命，为他们带来一个革命性的解脱，但
是没有做到。 And it's because of this twisted view and wrong perception and causing many Jews and Gentiles and many people today to miss the opportunity of the blessed salvation.
正因为这些扭曲的、错误的对十字架的观点，让这些犹太人或者是一些外邦人他们失去了这样的救恩。
But as a true believer in Jesus Christ, what is our view to the cross?
作为真正的我们基督徒，我们应该对十字架有一个怎样的观点呢？
We believe that God's glory.
我们相信是神的荣耀。
And the cross is God's power.
也是神的大能。
And the cross representing God's kingdom.
它也表征着神的国度。
And the cross representing God's wisdom and victory.
它也表征神的智慧和神的权胜。
And after all, the cross means reconciliation.
最重要的也是最后呢，十字架代表的是和好的记号。
The Roman centurion observed the Lord's agony and manner of his death and was moved to say,
当一个罗马的百夫长看到耶稣在十字架的痛苦和他的死的时候，
In Gospel Mark, it says, "Truly, this man was the Son of God."
他说真的，这真是神的儿子。
And one of the criminals who was hung alongside with Jesus, and he responds in a positive manner.
在也还有一个跟这个耶稣同钉十字架的一个罪犯，
and repent and ask Jesus for the entrance into the kingdom.
他有个正确的回应，他请求主能够带他到乐园当中。
So today we can come to Christ as we are and freely receive the gift of eternal life.
所以我们今天我们能够按照种的本相来到神的面前，能够接受神的救恩。
And pastor and Bible scholar Chuck Swindoll define humanism in this way.
有一个这样的神学家，他有这样定义这个定义这个一个新一个异端。
And emphasize on what we do for God instead of what God does for us.
他说这样一个异端其实很危险，他强调的是我们为神做了什么，而不是神为我们做了什么。
And he even to the extent called this a heresy for Christians.
这个是我们基督教里面的一个很重要的一个。
So today let us consider what God has done for us.On the cross.
所以我们现在我们来看看神为我们在十字架上做了什么。
And what God has done for us is the essence of the cross.
神在十字架上为我们所做的是关于十字架的核心。
Before we get to the core of the discussion, I would like to mention first the three ingredients of the cross.
在我们今天更深入的讨论之前，我想先来跟大家分享一下关于十字架的三个要素。
And the first one is the sin of man.
那第一个要素就是人的罪性。
And the second one is the satisfaction of the justice of God.
第二个就是神的这个公义要得到满足。
And the third ingredient is the love of God.
那第三个就是神的爱。
Now man, if he is sinless, the cross achieves nothing.
如果人是无罪的，那十字架就没有起任何的作用。
So this brings to the point that the more we understand our sin, the more we understand the necessity of the atonement.
所以从这个角度来说，我们当我们越能够了解我们自己的罪性的时候，我们就更加能够明白十字架救赎功能的重要性。
As for the second ingredient, the justice of God, we know that the wages of sin is death.
那关于这个第二个要素就是神的公义，我们知道罪的工价就是死亡。
And death must bring about the wrath of God.
那所有的这些罪的话都会引来带来神的愤怒。
Now the question is whether wrath of God fall on the sin which is on us or fall on the imputed sin which is on Jesus.
那问题就是神的震怒是会临到我们的身上呢，还是会临到耶稣的身上。
And indeed, Jesus was hung on the cross and he paid the price.
事实上是耶稣被钉在十字架上，为我们的罪付上了代价。
And the price he paid was sorrow, isolation.
我们知道神付上的代，耶稣付上的代价有悲哀，有孤立。
And the excruciating pain and suffering.
更有极度的痛苦，受苦。
Now what about the love of God?
那关于这个神的爱呢？
And I call it a wonder of wonders.
这是奇妙中的奇妙。
Can you imagine that the Creator died for the creatures?
你能够想象造物者为被造者死亡。
Can you imagine the Holy One died for the filthy ones?
你能够想象圣洁的为污秽的死亡吗？
Can you imagine the infinite died for the finite?
你可以想象无限的为有限的而死亡吗？
And to be honest with you, I don't understand.
其实从说实在话，我们真的
不太理解。But God just loves us dearly.
神真的是爱我们。
And not only that he died, but he died on this terrible thing which we call the cross.
他不但为我们献身，而且死在了这可怕的十字架上。
One day, a judge's daughter was brought into the courtroom.
一天呢，有一位法官，他的女儿被带到了这个法庭。
And the judge was just, and he loved his daughter dearly.
这位法官呢，他是公正的，同时呢，他也爱他的女儿。
And immediately he is facing a dilemma.
很显然他遇到了一个这样的两难的境界。
If he passed judgment on his daughter, then he compromised his love for her.
如果他免他女儿的罪的话，他就失去了公正。
But if he simply forgave her, then he compromised his justice.
如果他原谅他的女儿的话，他就失去了公正。
Okay, so this is a no-win situation.
这是一个非常大家都很理解的一个
状况。But he found out a solution.
但是他找到了一个答案。
First, he declared that his daughter was guilty and ordered that the fine be paid.
所以他首先呢，先宣判了他女儿的罪，而且说他女儿是判决他女儿需要支付赔款。
He took off the robe, stepped down from the bench, and paid the fine himself.
接下来呢，他脱下了他的法官的袍子，下来到了女儿边上，然后为他女儿付了罚款。
So in the same way, In the Gospel, we see the glory of God as judged on the disrobed face of Christ.
所以这个我们讲的这个救恩的话，或者说我们的恩典的话，也是像这个法官一样。
And have I mentioned these three ingredients of the cross that lead to a doctrine of incarnation?
这个讲到这个三个的十字架的三个要素的话，也就指向了我们这个道成肉身的这样的一个教义。
Jesus must be a God-man.
耶稣必须是又是神又是人。
And he must be 100% God.
他必须是百分之百的神。
And 100% man.
也必须是百分之百的人。
Now, if he's only God but not man, then he has no physical body, and how could he die for us?
如果他只是神而不是人的话，他没有身体，属人的身体，他就没有办法为我们死。
Now, if he's only God but not man, then God could not reveal to us.
而且如果他只是神也不是人的话呢，他也没有办法向我们显现。
And if it's only man but not God, then he could not be our mediator.
那如果他只是人而不是神的话，他就没有办法成为我们的中保。
And he may die but could not resurrect.
而且他死了以后，他也没办法。
And if he does not resurrect, how could he triumph over the ultimate weapon of Satan, which is death?
啊，如果他没有办法从死里复活的话，他就没有办法战胜撒旦的最终的武器，就死亡。
So, therefore, Christ must be 100% God and 100% man.
所以基督必须是百分之百的神，也必须是百分之百的人。
As God, he representing God before man.
啊，他在神面前，他代表的是人。
As man, he representing man before God.
啊，他作为人，他在神面前也代表了人。
And also, he's sinless.Sinless.
他是完全无罪的。
So therefore, he's qualified to be our mediator.
所以他能够成为我们的中保。
And as a matter of fact, the God-man nature set Jesus apart from all other religious leaders.
啊，也正是因为他又完全的属是人，又百分之百的是神的这样的一个身份，让他和别的所有的宗教领袖完全的分开。
And all world religion is a man-seek God belief.
所有的别的宗教都是人去找神。
But Christianity is God seek man.
啊，但是我们的基督教的信仰是神去找人。
Christ is our savior.
啊，是基督耶稣是我们的拯救主。
Now with all this as a background, we can really talk about the four aspects of the cross.
啊，我们有这些的一些了解以后，我们就可以开始来看看啊十字架的四个要素，四个。
And you may pay attention to the outline which is printed on the bulletin so that you can follow my flow of thought.
其实我建议大家呢能够观看一下后面这个周报后面的这样的一个正道的这个大纲，可以能够来看明白我的这个思维的方式。
And then the fourth aspect of the cross is the power of the cross.
啊，那第一个就是十字架的大能。
And the throne of the cross. And the kingdom of the cross.
啊，是，所以是第二是这个十字架的这个国度。
And the wisdom and victory of the cross.
啊，那第三个的话呢，是十字架。
And finally, the reconciliation of the cross.
啊，那最后一个的话，就是十字架代表的是我们的和解。
First, let's ponder the power of the cross.
那我们第一个来看看十字架的大能。
And Jesus, in two occasions, was tempted by Satan to jump.
啊，在圣经中有两个地方记载到，啊，撒旦呢有引诱，想要引诱耶稣来跳下来。
And the first occasion occurred when Jesus first entered into his ministry.
啊，那第一个引诱还发生在呢耶稣刚刚啊进入他的侍奉的这个阶段。
And Jesus was led by the devil and entered into the holy city of Jerusalem.
啊，这个撒旦引诱带着耶稣呢到了圣城耶路撒冷。
And for some reason, Jesus went to the highest point of the temple. Maybe he's trying to pray for the city.
啊，有不知道什么原因，耶稣来到了这个圣殿的顶上。
And Jesus, and Satan took the opportunity and tempted Jesus.
啊，那撒旦呢就借着这个机会要来引诱啊耶稣。
If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from there.
他说，如果你是神的儿子的话，就从上面跳下来。
And Satan is very smart. He also used the scripture to sustain his claim.
啊，其实撒旦也真是很聪明，他用神的话来啊引诱耶稣。
As recorded in Luke chapter 4.
啊，在这个路加福音的第四章有这样的记载。
For it's written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully.
啊，有经上说主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你。
They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone.
他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰到石头上。
Now let's do a imaginary study.
好，那我们来想象这样一个情形。
If Jesus jump, I believe he will not get hurt because he's the Son of God.
啊，那我想，如果耶稣从那上面殿顶上跳下来的话呢，我想他不会受到任何的伤害，因为他是神的儿子。
And if he did jump and did not get hurt, he immediately will gain fame.
啊，如果他真的跳下来又没有受到伤害的话，他很快就可以得到美名。
Now this fame is very important if you allow him to easily do many things.
其实有这样的美名，其实也是蛮重要的，因为它可以让他能够做很多的事情。
And but we know that Jesus did not jump.
但是我们知道耶稣没有跳下来。
Because he realized the voice is really come from Satan.
因为他意识到这个声音是从撒旦那里而来。
Now the second occasion is when Jesus was nailed on the cross.
啊，那第二个耶稣被引诱的时候呢，就是在十字架上。
And you can imagine the crown of thorn was on his head.
啊，荆棘的冠冕在他的头顶。
And his body is bruised.
啊，他体无完肤。
And his side was wounded by the spear.
然后他的肋旁也被。
And his hands and feet are bleeding with the nails.
他的手和脚都被钉子钉穿，流着血。
Now under such a painful condition, the high priest challenged him.
在这样非常痛苦的时候，当时的这些祭司就这样的挑战他说。
And said, "If you save others, but cannot save yourself."
如果你可以你救别人，但是没有办法救你自己。
What kind of man you are?
那你是个什么样的人？
And one of the criminals who hung alongside Jesus hurled insult at him.
那跟他一起钉在边上的另外一个有一个犯罪囚徒也这样的讥笑他。
Aren't you the Christ?
你不是基督吗？
Can you save yourself?
你能救你自己吗？
Now let's look at the two natures of the jump.
那我们来看看这两个不同的这个往下跳的这样的心。
The first jump from the pinnacle of the temple is really a committing suicide.
那第一个从圣殿的顶上往下跳，其实是一个自杀的行为。
And the second jump is really a self-deliverance.
那第二个从十字架上往下跳呢，其实是一个自我的救赎。
Now the first occasion Jesus did not jump because Jesus has the power to resist Satan's temptation.
那第一次耶稣他没有跳，因为他有这样的能力能够抵御撒旦的诱惑。
And the second time he did not jump because Jesus has the power to resist man's temptation.
那第二次呢他没有跳，因为他有这样的能力能够抵御人的这样的挑战。
But we know that Jesus chose to die in order that we may live.
我们知道耶稣他还是选择了死亡在十字架上。
So we can say the cross on which Jesus died was a symbol of strength and courage.
所以我们可以看到十字架，耶稣在十字架上被钉死，那十字架是一个力量和勇气的这样的标记。
And the second aspect of the cross is that the cross is the representation of God's kingdom.
那第二个十字架的表征的是神的国度和他的权
威。And first of all, we must understand that Jesus was destined by God to be the king.
我们知道根据神的旨意预定耶稣要为王。
And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the Magi from the east saw the star and went to the Jerusalem.
我们知道当神出生的时候呢，东方的博士有来到耶路撒冷。
And they looked for this newborn baby and asked the question.
他们要寻找这个刚出生的婴孩。
Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?
他说那位生下来要做犹大王的在哪里呢？
But Jesus make it clear later on that his kingdom, he's a king, but his kingdom is not of this world.
但是我们知道后来耶稣说得非常清楚，他是国王，但是他的国度不在这个地上。
Having fed the multitude of the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish,
他用五饼二鱼喂养了五千人。
And people were amazing and tried to raise him to be the king.
人群非常的吃惊，想要能够拥他为王。
But to our surprise, Jesus went up to the mountain by himself and prayed alone.
但是我们知道耶稣让我们也非常吃惊，耶稣他离开了人群，自己一个人来到山上来祷告。
Fame and power were what the world seeks, but not for Jesus.
世人追求的名利和权利，但是不是耶稣所追求。
And let's make no mistake, Jesus never denied that he was the king.
其实我想强调的是，大家不要忘记，耶稣从来没有否认自己是王。
The Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
比拉多有问耶稣说，你是犹太人的王吗？
Jesus affirmed, "Yes, it is as you say. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify the truth."
耶稣回答说，是你说的是，我正因为这个原因，我来到这个世界，我也来见证这样的真理。
And later on, he said, "Those who are on the side of the truth will follow me and listen to me."
那些在真理的人就会听我的话。
And he also affirmed that my kingdom is not of this world.
他也再次的强调他的王国，耶稣基督的王国不在这个地上。
So now it's important to compare what is Jesus' kingdom and what is the earthly kingdom.
那所以我们很重要的，我们来看一看基督的王国和这个属世的王国有什么样的。
And Jesus built his kingdom on his own blood.
耶稣他的国度是用他自己的血来建造。
But the earthly ruler built their kingdom on swords and upon other people's blood.
那我们知道属世的国度都是用刀剑和别人流别人的血来建造。
And the worldly king gained power at the expense of the common people.
啊，我们知道属世的国王国度，他们建立自己的权，通过人的 丧失人家的生命。
The Bible many times Jesus explained his messianic mission to his disciples.
在圣经中有很多次，耶稣有向他的门徒讲他的弥赛亚的他的这样的指示。
Messianic mission.
Mission, 他的任务。
Messiah. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
他说人子来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
So Christ establishes his kingdom only through the cross.
所以我们可以知道，基督他建立他自己的国度是通过十字架。
And those who accept Jesus as our Savior are the kingdom's citizens.
我们知道说他建立耶稣基督建立他的国度是通过十字架，而且我们要能够接受基督成为我们的救主。
And our hearts, the hearts of all believers,
在我们的心中，他的国度是建立在我们的心中，在每一个信主的
心中。Are His throne.
我们的心就是他的国度。
And Christ's kingdom's territory is the church.
耶稣的国度的他的土地就是我们教会。
And Christ rule with mercy and love and justice.
基督他是仁慈恩典的王。
And Jesus not only a king, but he's a sovereign king.
耶稣他不单是一个王，他也是有主权的王。
In the future, Jesus will rule them with an iron scepter.
我们知道在以后，耶稣要用基督要用铁杖来治理。
In the book of Philippians, it says, "One day at an name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father."
我们知道在腓立比书第二章有这样说到，叫一切天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Now the people may despise the cross.
也许有人会撇弃敌对这个十字架。
And they may consider it foolishness.
他们会把十字架看成是愚拙。
But believers believe that the cross is the wisdom and victory of God.
我们知道，但是信者我们认为十字架是神的大的智慧。
Now the wisdom of God can be manifest by the fulfillment of the prophecies.
我们知道这个神的这个十字架上有很多一些预言的这样的应验。
And Bible expositors list at least 300 messianic prophecies.
在有很多有些解经家，他们有列了有超过大概300个左右的关于十字架的方面的弥赛亚的预言。
And 90 of them are in the New Testament.
在新约当中有90来个。
And in the Old Testament, it including the famous Isaiah.
在这个旧约当中，那最著名的就是在以赛亚书。
And written 700 years ago before Christ.
它是在耶稣之前700年写成。
Another one is Psalm chapter 22.
那另外一个是在诗篇的第22篇。
In talk about the triumph over death and the completion of the salvation.
他提到了耶稣战胜了死亡和救恩的成就。
When God created the world and he created a beautiful garden.
当神创造了这个世界的时候，他创造了一个美好的
And Adam and Eve enjoyed the living there.
亚当和夏娃很幸福地在那里生活。
And one day the serpent crept into the garden and tempted Adam and Eve.
有一天蛇就进入这个伊甸园，然后来引诱亚当和夏娃。
And unfortunately they succumbed to the temptation.
很不幸的是他们屈从了这样的诱惑。
And God will cast them out of the garden.
所以神把他们逐出伊甸园。
But God is a just God.
但是神是一个正直的公义的神。
And he also say sternly to the serpent, serpent.
他也对这个毒蛇说，
I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.
我要使你和女人成为彼此为仇，要让你的后裔与女人的后裔彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤女人的后裔的脚。
So there's an enmity between Satan and Eve.
所以在夏娃和毒蛇之间的这样的彼此为仇。
And also there's an enmity between the people at the cross, which is the descendant of Satan, and Eve's descendant, singular, that is Jesus.
啊，所以也是有啊人和这个十字架之间的这个仇，这个仇彼此为仇。
So when Judas Iscariot, one of the twelve, went to the chief priests and betrayed Jesus, and the Roman soldier crucified Jesus on the cross.
啊，所以有一天啊，当犹大，也就是十二个门徒中的一位啊，去出卖了耶稣啊。罗马的兵把耶稣钉在十字架上。
And Satan at that moment was very happy.
啊，在那个时候啊，撒旦是非常的高兴。
哈哈 ，No more Jesus.
啊，他会说啊，现在没有耶稣了。
But to its surprise, Jesus said, "It is finished."
啊，但是他非常让这个撒旦非常吃惊的是，在这个时候，耶稣说成了。
And Satan was bewildered and even infuriated.
啊，所以这个撒旦是非常的大，可以说是大惑不解。
And on the third day, Jesus resurrected from death.
啊，第三天的时候，耶稣从死里复活。
And the Satan knew that he lost the battle.
啊，所以这个时候，撒旦知道他失败了。
Now Jesus Christ shared in our humanity by his death and resurrection, and therefore he set us free.
啊，耶稣他死亡以后，他在三天复活，因为他的复活，我们得到了拯救。
The question is free to what?
啊，但是现在的问题就是我们怎么样的得到解放呢？
Free from ourselves.
我们是从什么样解放？从我们自己自身解放。
Free from the guilt and shame.
啊，我们也可以从自身的一些罪恶
当中解放。And also we are set free from the bondage of sin.
我们也从这个罪的捆绑中释放。
So once we know what we free from, that we the next question is free to what?
啊，所以当我们明白我们从什么样的地方释放出来的时候，那另外一个问题就是我们会释放到一个什么地方去？
Because Jesus has resurrected, we free to love.
啊，所以我们知道说，因为耶稣已经从死里复活，所以我们就可以释放到给。
And we free to forgive others.
啊，我们可以
we are free to forgive other people.
啊，我们可以因为我们可以得到释放，能够原谅别人。
And we are free to serve God.
啊，我们也可以有自由去。
We are free to glorify Christ.
我们有这样的自由去荣耀主的名。
So the cross has created a people of liberty.
啊，所以这个实际上呢，就是一个给人带来的自由。
And this is the wisdom of God.
这是神的智慧。
And this is the victory of God.
这是神的胜利。
And it's done through the cross.
啊，这些都是通过十字架来得到成就。
And the fourth aspect of the cross is the reconciliation accomplished by the cross.
啊，那最后第四个的话，就是十字架代表的是与人是和好的这样的一个记号。
The nature of the cross is cruelty.
我们知道十字架它本身的含义其实是非常的严酷。
Ugliness.
是毫无情，没有情面。
But it transfers into great grace and love.
但是它却能够转变成为恩典和爱。
And this is called the ministry of reconciliation done by Jesus through different roles he played.
啊，这样的一个和好的工作是由通过耶稣基督在十字架上作为不同的。
Now, what kind of role did Jesus play on the cross?
那耶稣他在十字架上扮演了一些什么样的角色呢？
On the cross, Jesus was a rejected servant.
啊，在十字架上，他是一个被弃绝的一个仆人。
And in Isaiah chapter 53, the Bible says he had no beauty.
在以赛亚书的第五十三章，他这样说的：他并无美容。
He had no majesty.
他没有美容加喜。
He had no good appearance that we should desire him.
啊，他无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
And for this reason, we despise him.
因为这样的原因，所以他被我们所
，and we reject him,
被我们所厌弃
，and we hide our faces from him,
我们也掩面不看他
，and the Bible said we esteem him not,
我们也不尊重他
，and Jesus was described as a man of sorrow, familiar with suffering,
我们知道说他其实担当了我们的状况，背负了我们痛苦
，and the second role that Jesus played on the cross.Is that Jesus was a substitutionary sufferer?
啊，那第二个他的扮演的角色，他就是啊替我们的罪而受苦。
And he took up our infirmities.
他担当我们的状。
He carried our sorrow.
背负了我们的痛苦。
Do we appreciate him?
啊，那我们有没有感激他呢
？Many times, no.
啊，很多时候我们并没有。
And yet we consider him stricken by God.
啊，我们很多时候我们以为他受责罚是被神的打。
And we understood him as a punishment from God.
啊，我们认为他被神击打苦待。
And then the third role that Jesus played on the cross was that Jesus was an atoning lamb of sacrifice.
啊，那耶稣在十字架上做的第三个，他这样角扮演的第三个角色就是赎罪的羔羊。
He was oppressed and afflicted.
啊，他被欺压，被击打。
But without complaint.
他没有开他的口。
He did not open his mouth.
他没有开他，没有。
To defend himself.
他。
He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. Without struggling.
他像羊被带到剪毛羊人的前。
He was willing to die for our sin because he loves us.
他愿意为我们的罪而死，因为他爱我们。
Now reconciliation is needed because there exists a conflict between God and man.
啊，我们知道这样的和解和好是必须的，因为在人和神之间我们有这样的一个冲突。
Now from the vertical dimension, we know that Jesus willing to make fellowship with us.
啊，我们可以看到十字架的这个直的这个木头代表的神愿意和我们有建立美好的关系。
But on the horizontal direction, man is rebellion.
啊，但是我们看到有一根横的木头带也代表了我们人的一个。
So we see we form a proverbial cross that is the cross of conflict.
啊，所以这个也就代表了一个好像人的旨意和人的旨意和神的旨意之间的一个冲突。
And God demands obedience, but man desires disobedience.
啊，神所要的是我们的顺服，但是人却。
God demands holiness, but man desires evil.
啊，神所要的是圣洁，但是人所要的是邪恶。
God demands honesty, but man is treacherous.
啊，神所期望的是诚实，但是人所需要的、想要的是诡诈。
God wants us to love, but man filled with heart.
神要我们
with hatred.
神要我们的是爱，可是人却充满了恨。
God desires fellowship with us, but man wants to be distant from God.
神愿意我们有美好的交通，但是人却愿意远离神。
And we pay a price.
啊，但是我们为此付上一个代价。
We are condemned of our rebellion.
啊，我们因为我们的悖逆，我们受到诅咒。
And we are not able to stand in the presence of God.
所以我们没有办法在神的面前站立得住。
And we are eating the fruit of animosity and bitterness.
所以我们要吞下我们自己所种的苦毒恨的苦果。
And we have fallen into the darkness.Devoid of light of grace and God's great love.
啊，我们是现在一个毫无神的光景，毫无神的恩典慈爱的光景当中。
In other words, we have fallen into the curse of hopelessness.
所以我们陷入了一种完全绝望的诅咒当中。
So we see a chasm between man and God has been formed.
所以我们看到在人和神之间有一个深渊正在形成。
And the chasm means a separation.
这个深渊就表示是人和神的在远离。
Means alienation.
所以是人神不能相近。
But Jesus stand in the gap to build a bridge.
但是我们知道耶稣基督他站在这个隔离之处建立了这样的人和神之间的桥梁。
To bridge God and man.
他成为神和人之间的桥梁。
To bridge man among man.
也成为人和人之间的桥梁。
To bridge the inner conflict within our conscience.
啊，也成为我们内心和我们自己的这个桥梁。
So how did Jesus build a bridge between God and man?
啊，耶稣是怎样成为人和神之间的桥梁呢？
So his love and faithfulness meet together, righteousness and peace kiss each other.
啊，在诗篇里说，慈爱、诚实相遇，公义和平安相亲。
And this is the verse of yesterday's Bible reading.
啊，这是我们昨天在每日读经分享中所读的经文。
And the sinner become children of God.
我们都是罪人，但是我们成为神的人。
And the cross do a wonderful thing. Sinner enjoy the complete forgiveness.
啊，是因为十字架的缘故，我们尽管是罪人，我们能够得到神的完全的救赎。
And the psalmist, and specifically David, having experienced God's complete forgiveness, declare.
啊，所以在那里我们知道神的完全的救赎被大家所彰显出来。
As far as the east.From the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
所以在讲到说东离西有多远，神也会让我们和我们的过犯有多远。
So as believers, we are rest assured in hope and in peace and joy.
所以尽管我们是罪人，但是我们可以心里有这样的确信，我们可以得到神的完全的饶恕。
And this is indeed a wonderful reconciliation.
所以这是一个多么美好的这样的一个和解。
And this is the vertical aspect of the reconciliation.
这是 和好和解中的这个垂直的这个方面。
And what about the horizontal aspect of the reconciliation?
那关于这个横的方向呢？
In the history, we know that the Jews and Gentiles are separated by a dividing wall.
我们知道在这个历史上犹太人和这个外邦人他们中间是有一个隔断的墙。
And in the same way today, and human beings are divided by many, many dividing walls.
那其实在我们现今的社会也是同样如此，人和人之间有很多的隔断的墙。
And the Bible says Christ's purpose was to create in himself one new man out of two.Thus making peace, and in this one body, Christ reconciled both of them to God through the cross.
那在圣经中有这样的说到，耶稣他想借着自己造成一个新人，成就和睦，然后呢，通过十字架能够与神归好。
And it's the cross that make possible that we can love one another in Christ.
所以因为十字架的缘故，我们才能够又重新的互相的。
It's the cross that we can overcome evil with God.With good.
所以因为十字架的缘故，我们才可以以善来胜恶。
And we are able to love our neighbor with sacrificial love, the love demonstrated by the cross.
我们也因为十字架的缘故，我们才能够跟我们的邻舍
And we are able to pray for our enemies.
我们也才能够为我们的敌人仇敌来祷告。
And we even be able to bless those who persecute us.
所以我们也才能够来祝福那些可能曾经迫害过我们的人。
Now, one important thing is the cross gives us the inner peace within our soul.
那一个很重要的，也就是十字架给我们的内心一个平安。
Before we come to Christ, our flesh and spirit disagree.
我知道，当我们来到耶稣基督之前的时候，我们的内心当中和我们的行为有很多的冲突。
Our mind and our emotion are in conflict.
我们的理智和我们的这个情绪中间有冲突。
Our judgment between good and bad is blurred.
我们这个善与恶、好与坏的界限也非常
模糊。Love and hatred mix up in our soul.
在爱和恨也完全交织在一起。
And our conscience and our guilt struggle all the time.
我们自己的理智、我们自己的良心和我们自己内心中的这个罪。
In short, our soul is filled with self-contradiction.
所以我们经常也沉溺于在一些完全没有办法解脱出来的这样的自身的当中。
No wonder we cry out, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?"
所以在罗马书才这样说到：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢？”
But the Bible gives us a very positive answer.
但是圣经给我们一个非常正面的一个答案。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
感谢神，通过耶稣基督，我们的救主。
Yes, he will and can free us up.
我们可以得到释放。
Now, under the cross, the question of life is answered.
在十字架上下，生命的问题得到了解答。
And our soul rests assured in him.
我们的心也和神一起同在。
And Satan no longer can condemn us.
撒旦已经没有办法再定我们的罪。
And the Bible says nothing can separate us from Christ's love.
圣经中有说到，有什么能够让我们和基督的爱分离呢？
So we can serve him with joy in this house of Christ's love.
我们能够在主爱之家能够很高兴的来侍奉主。
So let me summarize the significance of the cross.
那今天让我现在来总结一下十字架的要点。
We ought to understand that God cannot simplify overlook sin.
我们知道神他没有办法就是单单的好像忘记我们的罪。
And sinner need a savior.
我们的罪，作为罪人，我们需要一个救主。
And the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ on the cross, and 2,000 years ago remains relevant today.
2000年以前，耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪而死，跟我们现今的生活也息息相
关。And the cross point to the core of our biblical message of redemption.
十字架就代表了我们基督教信仰的核心信仰。
And the Holy God seek and initiate to save us.
我们的圣洁的主，他开始了寻找我们，和我们和好。
And although it's very important to know the significance of the cross is the salvation.
尽管非常重要的，我们想要知道十字架它代表的是救恩。
But to Jesus, the ultimate significance of the cross is to glorify the Father.
我们知道在对耶稣基督来说，在十字架的最大的意义就是荣耀主的名。
And therefore, for those who are redeemed by the cross, and likewise, lead a life to glorify the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
所以我们所有被神所救赎的人，我们要有一个圣洁的生活，能够来荣耀主的名。
And to glorify God means to reflect His glory in our daily life.
那荣耀主的名就是在我们的生命当中，我们要能够体现神的荣耀。
So no wonder the first question of the Westminster Catechism say this.
我们知道在这个西敏寺的信条中有第一条这样问道。
What is the chief end of man?
人生的首要的目的是什么呢？
The answer is very simple.
这个答案非常简单。
Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
人生的首要的目的就是要荣耀神，并且以他为乐。
And pay attention, I said enjoy Him, I didn't say enjoy His blessing.
请注意一下，这里我讲的是以他为乐，而不是说以他的祝福。
And although we are indeed enjoying His blessing.
尽管我们真的是非常的能够来以他的祝福为乐。
So the man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
所以我们人生的首要目的是要荣耀神，并且以他为乐，直到永远。
When the Good Friday and Easter is around the corner.
现在我们知道主的受难日和复活节即将要来到。
And I believe it's a good time to meditate on the meaning of cross.
所以现在我们是一个很好的时间，能让我们一起来思索十字架的意义。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣基督。
We thank you the fact that you died for our sins.
我们感谢你，因为你为我们的罪而死。
You died that we may have life.
你为我们而死，因为你有我们的爱，你为我们有爱。
And it's an abundant life.
是一个丰丰富富的爱。
Teach us to glorify your name in our daily life.
教导我们知道如何在我们的生命当中能够来荣耀你的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。